What's up? Chester Happy Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks for joining us. Get started. Mitch brings us in.
Cheers each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We jump into John chapter 8 this morning. John chapter 8, beginning in verse 31. This is what Jesus says to the Jews who had believed in him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And they answered him, "We are the offspring of Abraham, and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say we will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son remains forever. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." Now let's pause right here for a second and just say that this is a beautiful passage. I think one of the kind of hallmark passages of John's gospel. We don't think about it that way. We typically think about the signs, John's gospel, seven signs. Jesus proves his divinity, proves his identity in seven different signs in John's gospel. We've seen some of them in our reading through John's gospel, but the first is the wedding at Cana. The last is the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And then, of course, Jesus' own resurrection from the dead. And so we tend to think about those seven signs. If we think about John's gospel, maybe you think about seven I am statements in John's gospel. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. You are the branches, etc. So these seven I am statements, definitive moments in John's gospel. We've emphasized light and darkness as well when we've read John's gospel. But I think in this particular instance today, we come across a passage that I think is one of the hallmark passages. Jesus says something very, very distinct, very direct, and that is, "The truth shall set you free." You see, when Jesus is having this conversation with Jews, interestingly, who had believed in him. These are people who had had an experience of faith with Jesus, had seen who he was. They believed in who he is. They are the ones who heard him teach in the temple. They heard him teach in different places. They had seen the miracles. They had come to believe in Jesus. And when we talk about belief in the Bible, particularly in John's gospel, it's faith. It's belief in someone. There's an object to that faith. Jesus is the object of their belief. They believe in him. And so these are the people that believe in him. And so he says, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples." So abiding in God's word makes you truly a disciple. Why? Because you will know the truth, right? The truth is found in God's word. And this is something that we find regularly throughout John's gospel, but regularly throughout the testimony of the Bible. The idea that the truth of God is found in his word. We're always on a path of finding truth. It seems to be that's our society. I'm trying to find my truth. You're trying to find your truth, right? That's the language we use in our modern day society, our contemporary American society. I'm looking for truth, and you're looking for truth, and we're looking for our different truths. We're always trying to find the truth that will set us free. We're always trying to find the thing that will root us, right? And Jesus has constantly said, and the Bible constantly testifies to the reality of the fact that the truth of God, the truth, the absolute truth, is found in God's word. And so Jesus says, if you are my disciples and you abide in my word, you will know the truth. If you abide in God's word, if you study God's word, if you spend time reading God's word, if you spend time thinking on God's word, you are truly my disciples, but you will know the truth. And here's the thing about that truth will what? Set you free. The truth will set you free. Now the Jews answered him, said, "We're children of offspring. We have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? How are we set free?" Maybe that's the question, right? You're asking. You know the truth. The truth will set you free. Abide in God's word. Know the truth. The truth will set you free. Free from what? Why do I need to be set free? We live in a free society. do what we want to do. We can believe what we want to believe. We can go where we want to go for the most part, right? We're free. The Westerners are, to a large degree, a free society. We live in free societies. So what does it mean to be set free? And Jesus says, I say to you, anyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever, but the son does. So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus has this, he answers the question, what do you mean, what free from what? Free from the slavery of sin. If you practice sin, you're a slave to sin. And he says, the slave doesn't stay in the house forever. So you're in the household of Abraham right now, he says to those people. But you're not going to be in there forever, because slaves don't remain forever. But the son is always there. He will be forever. He will inherit the property. He will inherit the estate. And so he will be, he is always there. And if so, if he sets you free, you are free indeed. Free from sin, free from the practice of sin, free from the power of sin. You know, I don't know if you feel this way, but if you've got some sin in your life, sin is not doing what God wants you to do. And there, you just feel like you're living free, you're doing well, you're living a blessed life, all those different things, but there's something nagging inside you that just simply seems that you just can't get over the hump, you just can't shake it, you can't get to the next level, you just can't find that freedom that you long for from that nagging conscience or from that inability to do what you want to do with your life, especially spiritually speaking. You just feel like something's holding you back. That's sin. And most of the time it's particular sins. Most of the time it's sin drifts. Most of the time it's categories of sin, but it's sin. And Jesus says you can be free from that. The truth will set you free. The truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. The truth that God loves you. The truth that God has forgiven you. The truth that God has pursued you in Christ Jesus. The truth that God created you for a purpose and wants you to live in that purpose and gives you the opportunity to live in that purpose through Jesus Christ our Lord. That truth that we find in God's Word will set you free. And so Jesus says, if you abide in my Word, you will be set free because you'll know the truth that you are my child. The Son stays forever. And so I challenge you and encourage you, find your hope in the Word of God, but find the truth of God and allow that truth, the Son of God, as He's prescribed to you in the Scriptures and told of you in the Bible, let that truth set you free. You guys have a great day. God bless you. I will talk to you next time.
You carry me close to your heart and show